about season one was fun. Talking about my favorite team, can't happen nothing much better. But this season, season two, you got to get a little bit more real, because this season has the Super Bowl in our backyard, SoFi Stadium. So if you don't know my voice by now, I'm down at the Play Nigga Silence, and you getting ready to listen to Rambly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's get it. Let's talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy Don at the Playmaker Silence here in Jacksonville, Florida, bringing you this week's edition of Rambly Talk. You know me, the host, the leader of the Playmakers Bar podcast. This show can be heard on many different platforms, but I'm not going to be before you too much long. Shout out to all my Rambly fam out there. Guess what? We have another game this week. Should be interesting to see how this one goes. But as you know, I got to recap last week. And last week, ladies and gentlemen, Ram Nation, our boys took the trip to Seattle on a Thursday night. And we know how Thursday nights in Seattle go for us. Primetime games for us in Seattle usually go for us. But I felt different about this one. I felt different because we took a loss to Arizona. And I felt like the Rams would probably win this game. Probably win this game, man. That's exactly what they did. Matthew Stafford injured his index finger. And then Russell Wilson injured his middle finger that took him out the game. So that swept the balance of power into our favor. But no matter what, the Rams came out victorious 26-17. Matthew Stafford 25-37, 365, a touchdown and an interception. You can say his fault, you can say Van Jefferson's fault, but yeah, it happened. Darrell Henderson, 17 carries, 82 yards on the touchdown. He looked it good. He looked it real good. That told you. Robert Woods will see his targets. And he got his targets. 12 catches, 150. Cooper Kupp had 7 catches for 92 yards. Deshaun Jackson had a catch for 68 yards. We know the passing game is clicking. The passing game is clicking. Once the rushing game gets back to where it needs to get to, which is on its way doing, I don't know how you're going to stop this offense. I really don't. Because the running game is coming. Just know the running game is coming. The passing game is already there, but just know the running game is coming. Russell Wilson went for 11-16, 152, a touchdown and interception before he got injured in the late third quarter. Geno Smith came in 10 for 17, 131, a touchdown and an interception. Alex Collins, who was replacing Chris Carson, who didn't play on Thursday night, had 15 carries for 47 yards. DK Metcalf had his best game against the Rams. 5 catches, 98 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Tyler Lockett, 5 catches, 57 yards. That was DK Metcalf's best game against the Rams. Against the Rams. That's saying something. 98 yards and 2 touchdowns is your best game against the Rams. You did get one of them Jalen Rams. I'll give you that one. You did get one on Jalen Rams and Rochelle. You got one on you too. But you did break up a touchdown pass to Tyler Lockett in the end zone. I will give you that. But we did get some casualties. Not only Matthew Stafford went down, but we lost Darius Williams, who had to go on IR. That's a blow. That's a blow in our secondary. So Rochelle gonna have to step up and play better than he played against Seattle. Jordan Fuller needs to step up. Taylor Rapp needs to step up. We know what Jalen Ramsey is gonna do. I need my corners to step up. The Rams got 2 more sacks, one by Aaron Donald, which made him the all-time sack leader in Rams history, passing Denard Little. That continued to show the greatness of Aaron Donald. So congratulations to Aaron Donald on becoming a Rams all-time sack leader. Just doing work like he always does. I will say this. It was good to see the Rams get a victory on the road in Seattle in prime time. It's something that I wanted to see, and I got to see it. I'm loving this offense, this defense. We got work to do, but it'll get around. Shout out to my Rams Nation family. I appreciate y'all coming out and voting for the fan player of the week this week. I mentioned it was on, I made the post on Monday. I'm going to say it here again. By a, I want to say 70% vote, if I'm correct. Let me go look at my notes here. Let me see if I can find my notes to prove that. I believe 70% of the votes went to Mr. Robert Woods. Bob Woods, which is very deserving because 77.9% of the votes went to Robert Woods. So Robert Woods is week 5. Fan player of the week vote. Very deserving. Like I said, 12 catches, a buck 50. He was all over the field. Stafford was finding him left and right. 14 targets, and he caught 12 of them. That is a day at the office, man. And I expect more to come in these weeks to come. So shout out to Robert Woods, fan player of the week voting. Now we have to move on because we're taking a trip to the Meadowlands. We're taking on the New York Football Giants. 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. This game is going to be interesting because the Giants got beaten up by Dallas. Daniel Jones is in concussion protocol. Saquon Barkley has a sprained ankle, and that thing is very swollen when they showed the replay. Kenyan Golladay, he's out with a knee injury. The status of Jabril Peppers is up in the air for them. Darius Slayton is up in the air for them. Sterling Shepard is up in the air for them. Logan Ryan's up in the air for them. I mean, Giants are beaten up. Mike Glennon most likely will get the start at quarterback. Devontae Booker will be carrying the load in the backfield. We don't know what receiver Glennon's going to have. Kadarius Toney might be the primary target. I love Kadarius Toney. He's from Florida. He's a Gator. But if it's Kadarius Toney, you got to deal with Jalen Ramsey. I don't know how that's going to work out for you. The Giants are beaten up, but we still can't walk into this game acting like we just going to run over them. They took a loss to the arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. They gave up 300 yards passing to Dak Prescott and 3 touchdowns. Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard both was over 5 yards a carry. Ezekiel Elliott was over 5 yards a carry. Tony Pollard was over 6 yards a carry. I can see that improvement going well for Derrick Henderson and Sony Michel. Matthew Stafford, he does throw for damn near 300 yards and touchdowns. So that's why they're up his alley. But we're not going to sleep on the Giants. We're just not going to sleep on the Giants. It takes this Giants team no matter what. One thing I know about Giants team, they are always coming ready to play. They can be beaten up. They can be battered. They can be bruised. They can lose half their damn team. They're going to become ready to play. Joe Judge will have his team ready to play. So you talk about the injuries. So far, Matthew Stafford is good. Haven't heard no real things about that. As I look at our injury list, I am kind of surprised. I see Jake Funk on here questionable. Aaron Donald questionable. I believe Aaron Donald's playing. But our kicker, Matt Gay, is questionable. I didn't know Matt Gay was injured. Man, he did miss a field goal in Thursday night game. But, I mean, he only missed one. He's usually clutch. So, I want to know what's going on. So let me see if I can find out what's going on. Can't get any details about what's going on with these injuries. Because I'm interested of why some of these players are on these injury lists. So what I'm looking at right here is that Matt Gay was limited at practice on Wednesday. Yesterday, due to an ankle injury. He has an ankle injury. They say Aaron Donald has a knee injury, but he should be good to go. I told you about Darius Rand being put on the IR list. We should see. I believe Matt Gay might be good to go. He might be good to go. He should be good. But our offense is up to 19th right now. I mean, not 19, but offense is up to 9 in the league. The Giants is at 12. Our defense is at 23rd to the 29th for the Giants. Second passing is us. 8th passing is the Giants. We have the 23rd rushing offense in the lead to the Giants' 24th offense in the lead. That could go up. Our rankings in the NFL could go up in this game if these Giants are as beaten up as I think they are, and I believe they are. Jabril Peppers was eliminated practice on Wednesday. Darius Slayton with the hamstring. Jabril Peppers also dealing with a hamstring. It's not easy. They said Kadarius Toney's dealing with an ankle injury. He's questionable. Sterling Shepard's dealing with a hamstring injury. We already know Dan Jones is in concussion protocol. Saquon Barkley will not be playing. Kenny Golladay will not be playing. It's only week six. So we need to get, the main thing for us is get out of this game healthy. That's the main thing for the Rams. Do what we have to do, get out of this game healthy, and get ready for week seven. That's it. That's all we got. I mean, I'm not going to belabor too long on. I told you I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is all I got for you. We did what we need to do. We get back on a win streak at Seattle. Too bad Russell Wilson got injured in the process of it, but it's the game of football. It happens. Matthew Stafford looked good. Robert Woods showed up. Cooper Kupp doing what he's been doing. Darrell Henderson looks good. We handled our business. So now it's on to the Giants. Handle our business. Do what we need to do. Let's get this dub, and let's be on our way for week seven, all right? Let's get to 5-1 and get ready for the Detroit Lions in week seven, which should be fun. The return of golf at Marker Park, so that should be fun to talk about. All right, with that being said, this is Don the Pegamate Suns. I am Justin Fuller. Thank you for this week's episode of Rambling Talk. Thank you for listening in, and enjoy your weekend. Thank you for listening to your new episode of Rambling Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambly Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.